Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to continue our series on parenting tips for all 12 signs of the zodiac, and we're going to be looking at Scorpio today. So if you have Scorpio kids, a Scorpio son or daughter, whatever, that has a rising sign in Scorpio, sun or moon in Scorpio, stellium in Scorpio, or if you want to reflect on your own inner Scorpionic child and how you were raised and what your parents might have gotten right, what they might have missed or lost sight of, I think this series is great for people not only who are parents, but people who want to reflect more deeply on the archetypes of the sign and what kinds of support we all needed that we did or didn't get. And when we got it, you can really tell. And when you didn't, you can really tell. And it just helps. So anyway, that's the purpose of this series. We're on Scorpio today. That's what we'll be looking at. As always, don't forget to like and subscribe, share your comments, and click the notification bell for updates when I go live. You can find a transcript of any of my daily talks, including today's, on the website nightlightastrology.com. The Nightlight Astrology School is also launching our 26th program this June. 26 groups of students have gone through our programs, coming up with this new group. You can check it out by going to the courses tab, clicking on the first year course, and learning more about the program called Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, a 1 year course. Hear what alumni have had to say about it. The class includes 30 webinars that are 2 to 3 hours long each, with a rich curriculum that moves from the ground of history and philosophy and astronomy through technique and theory, teaching you how to read natal charts from both a traditional, very predictive kind of approach, blended with a modern archetypal and psychological approach. We have breakout study sessions in between major units of study led by our staff for people who need a little extra help and tutoring. We also have a tutoring staff that takes care of all of your questions in a discussion forum that is active year round. We also have guest teachers that come in outside of our 30 main lectures. Everything is recorded. If you can't make it live, that is totally fine. You can take it at your own pace. You get to keep everything for a lifetime. You have a year after the program is over within which you can also take the certification exam. So you could really take up to 2 years with the program if you wanted to. At the bottom of the page, you'll find enrollment instructions. And I encourage you to sign up now because the program starts in just a couple of weeks. And we're at that stage where a lot of you are going to want to, order some books and get your software. If you're going to pick up a software right away, you don't have to right away. There's some free programs as well, but it's nice to get enrolled early. You can use the early bird form of payment and save $500 off. That's our best deal. You can also use a payment plan, spread the tuition out over a year, 12 monthly payments. And then we have need-based tuition assistance contracts still available. So we encourage you, if you need any help in making the program happen because of financial difficulty or restraints that you're facing, because we know life is life and not everyone exists at the same income level. So we try to make sure that no one's priced out. If you want to take advantage of that, apply now, tell us your situation. We'll be glad to work with you and make sure that your desire to study astrology is realized. So at any rate, that is it for announcements. Today, like I said, we're going to be looking at 5 parenting tips for Scorpio kids. I put all of these in terms of support. Support this, support that, because so many times what we think of is how to get a sign right. Well, if you're a Sagittarius, this is what you have to get right, and this is what you have to watch out for, and like that. And I think Every way in which the planets in the signs express themselves in our psychological day-to-day life is always in terms of what is at the core of that archetype. And if you understand what's at the core of that archetype, then when things go off track and maybe express themselves in somewhat more destructive or unhealthy ways, if you understand what's at the core, what are the core archetypal needs, desires, wishes, and ambitions, then you can understand how they sometimes get warped or twisted in ways that aren't so helpful. But that doesn't happen unless you start by acknowledging and supporting and loving what is so beautiful about the sign and what it's trying to do for the soul. So let's start with what I think is, these are in no particular order, but if I had to rank one of them at the top, I'd put this one for Scorpio kids. Support depth. Scorpio is an autumnal sign that comes in the middle of the autumn, the yin half of the year, after the yin, the darkness, has taken over within the 24-hour day, and we're driving down toward the darkest point of the year in a fixed, watery, autumnal sign that is the home of Mars and the fall of the moon. So this is a place of the unconscious. This is a place of the primordial and the destructive and the libidinal and the chaotic and the magical yin. And so the thing is that this is a sign that is just not satisfied with cookie cutter, superficial BS. You know, and I know probably everyone listening to astrology would be like, well, that's me too, you know. But and so, you know, I get it in a general way. Anyone who's spiritual or who, you know, is interested in evolving, healing, growing, learning in this lifetime, loving more profoundly, is not interested in superficial fluff. But if there is a sign that like embodies the need for life to be deep and profound and meaningful and true and not fluffy and not just rainbows and unicorns, it is Scorpio. So in your child, one of the things you have to do is don't try to make them happy. Don't try to make them light. Don't try to push them into something that feels less complicated. Think instead of Scorpio as like a deep, dark, interconnected, tangly root system, but that those roots are like medicinal. I'm thinking, for example, of black cohosh, a plant that we talked about recently as an aligned plant for the lunar eclipse in Scorpio that we were working with in our roots and spheres moon circle. The roots of black cohosh are thick and complicated, and they're medicinal. And so you think of, I also think of the ayahuasca vine. The ayahuasca plant is, you know, the medicine is made from a combination of a bark and a vine. And when you drink it, it's like acrid. It tastes like sick earth or something. But then, you know, it has this profound healing effect. Scorpio is an energy that for a lot of people doesn't taste very good going down. But if you get to know Scorpios, if you have Scorpio people in your life, it always feels good coming out, you know, like the spaces you may go to with your Scorpios, it's like, oh, this is uncomfortable, but it's usually very good for you. So just remember that deep support depth. Don't try to eliminate it. Don't get uncomfortable. Most of the time, it's not that Scorpio kids are problematic. It's that we have problems with problems. You know, I reflect lately on the fact that so many people got so mad, and even I would say ironically hateful about my use of the word hate in Five Things I Love and Five Things I Hate, which I changed because, you know, just, I don't care that much and whatever. Point was, I thought it was a decent point, but I just thought it was ironic that so many people will get so deeply offended by things that are dark or difficult or even like words like hate. But the discomfort we feel with that darkness or depth can't exist unless it has a place within us, you know? And so the thing is that if you're finding yourself uncomfortable around Scorpios and then probably you're projecting a lot onto them, that's actually coming from you. And so just the simple piece of advice, simple, timeless classic for Scorpio kids, support depth in them, in their interests, in the way they see the world, support it. Don't judge it, just support it. Two, support detective work. I almost use the word suspicion because it would be more provocative, you know? But the truth is that Scorpio is also, it's a deep yin sign. It's autumnal. It has Mars as its ruler. And it is so familiar with the energy of disintegration, destruction. It is, the light is falling apart. And we're getting into the death of the year. And the thing is that because there's this naturally deconstructive sort of impermanence, it's just pervasive in the sign of Scorpio, the reality of impermanence, that Scorpios are naturally aware of the fault lines within or beneath things. You're lying. You're being superficial. I don't trust this. This doesn't feel right. Why? Now, sometimes you can't get down to the why. It's just instinctual. It's something you feel. You check in with your body. And we don't want to get so into the why that we become paranoid or that we lack all trust whatsoever. And there's something we're going to say about trust later on also. But generally speaking, it is not a bad thing, an off-limits thing for people to have, so our Scorpio kids, to have a natural awareness of where something is untrustworthy or there's more than meets the eye or someone isn't telling the truth or there's something hidden or there's a secret or not everything is being said. And usually, not always, usually they are right. Now, there's a fine line between supporting detective work and supporting paranoia and some, you know, totally, you know, an inability to ever trust or just feel Like you can let things pass. The other thing you have to be aware of is the fact that sometimes they might be right, that there's more than meets the eye to a situation. But because there's an inability to acknowledge that there's more than meets the eye, they'll then think that the thing that's more that is more than meets the eye is 20 times bigger than it is. And it's not. It's actually pretty small. It doesn't mean it wasn't there, that they weren't right, that there wasn't something there below the surface, but it's not as big as they thought it was. So supporting detective work can take a little bit of fine tuning to make sure that the things that we recognize were not always right. Sometimes we can also amplify, distort things because of fear or paranoia or because of being gaslit by other people. You end up thinking things are bigger than they are. Doesn't mean there was nothing there. So support detective work. Number three, support catharsis. Some people get really uncomfortable with like deep emotional conversations or sharing of complex, quote unquote, negative, complicated, complex, or quote unquote, negative emotions. Scorpio is needed. It's like water. It's like air. So there is nothing wrong with a whole, you know, kind of person, a whole group of people out there who need deep, profound, difficult, I eat difficult conversations for breakfast kind of people. You know, these people from someone else's standard might be living in some kind of emergency room and you're like, how could you live there? That's really stressful. But the cathartic, the purgative, the deep, the volcanic, eruptive, those qualities are natural. There's nothing wrong with them. And so one of the things we can do for our kids who are Scorpios is if they have bigger, more intense, dramatic, complicated, quote unquote, negative emotional reactions or thoughts or the need to penetrate or probe into things very deeply and have transformation come out of that experience. Not only is that natural, but that for Scorpios is, you know, like get for Cancers, giving or getting a hug. You know, so it's like you just because some people may really be averse to how deep and sometimes painful and disturbing or uncomfortable those spaces are, doesn't mean that for an entirely other group of people that it isn't actually healthy and productive. So you just have to remember that and don't play the you're so dramatic thing to Scorpio kids. In a funny way, Leos and Scorpios have a lot in common in that respect. It's just that Leos have, I like to say that Leos have like a sunshine kind of light, and Scorpios have a deep autumn kind of light. But it's still a light. This is why sometimes you'll get the image of the phoenix rising from the ashes out of Scorpio, because there's a quality of like nuclear power and explosiveness of light from within compact darkness, and it's like a little sliver of light that can go boom. And that's part of Scorpio that has to be honored. Anyway, number four is support exploration of taboo subjects. You know, this is gonna come up. Now, Scorpio kids, because of their interest in taboo subjects, are sometimes going to get into situations where there are boundary problems. So you have to be watchful about that. But also, there's nothing, it's quite human, as far as I can tell, that kids will explore and test boundaries around sexuality at an early age, around the difference between adults and children, around the difference between, you know, what's appropriate or not in a given situation, around taking things without asking or telling lies or keeping secrets or... And kids, like, I'll never forget when my daughter and I, we had a daddy-daughter night, and she's got Venus in Scorpio, and she was getting the opposition from Uranus in Taurus to her Venus in Scorpio. And it was just really funny because it was like exact. And she said, I want to tell you something. And I said, what? And she said, sometimes I take things. I said, from other people? No, like in the house. I was like what? She's like marshmallows. and mommy's chocolate. And I said, well, what do you do with it? Well, sometimes I eat it and sometimes I hide it. And I was so, it was so sweet, you know, that she shared it with me. And I said, well, you know, it's good to have secrets. The soul needs secrets, but you can always tell us your secrets. And, you know, kind of talking about dangerous secrets and, you know, like as But you have to be able to like go into these taboo places that make you uncomfortable. And that could be, I mean, I remember like I don't mean to rip on anybody, but I had lunch with someone one time and this is a friend and I love this person, but they were saying that like their kid was asking about death and what happens after you die. And they were like, I don't know if I should like take him to see a therapist or what. And I was like, I just made the comment because he's my friend and he takes it the right way. I was like, dude, that's so human, man. Like you don't need a therapist. Just talk to your kid about death. Like it's okay. And he was like, you don't think that there's something like morbid about, I was like, no, you know? So, it's just a little bit like less comfortable for him to talk about those kinds of things with his kid, I guess. And it's like, you know, my daughter, on the other hand, the one who has the Venus in Scorpio, I mean, she has been asking about death, the soul, we talk about these things in our house too. So it's maybe a little easier, but like, you know, I just find that there's no subject that you should really just hands off avoid with Scorpios, because there's something about exploration of those territories that is fundamentally about feeling safer and feeling more content and at ease for Scorpios. But if there's something that can't be talked about, it's like, well, that's not enhancing trust for Scorpios in life and existence so much, you know? So anyway, number 5, support trust in lightheartedness. Now I put this one in because throughout all of this, one thing that I see Scorpio kids struggling with sometimes is suspicion or distrust when it comes to things that really are light, simple, trustworthy, like Taurus, you know, like polar opposite. And so I think that we need to, with all the deep, intense places that we go, we also need to be, it's like a yin and yang dynamic. We also need to be constantly saying, sometimes things can be just easy, simple, fluid, flowing, light, harmonious. And if you don't know that, these spaces aren't as interesting, deep, and profound. You kind of have to offer that balance. So that's my last piece of advice. And I hope that it was useful. I hope that you found this series useful so far. If you are the parent of a Scorpio kid, please share your stories, your wisdom, your advice. We'd love to hear from you guys. Share your comments in the comment section. If you want to find a transcript of today's talk, it's on the website, nightlightastrology.com, where you can also learn more about the courses coming up in June. Horary Year 2 also start in June. I forgot to mention that earlier. I hope to see some of you in classes soon. I can't wait to read what you guys have to say about being parents of Scorpio children or your experience as a Scorpio kid at one point. What did your parents do well? What maybe could they have done, you know, better? These talks can bring that kind of stuff up too. All right, that's it for today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye, everyone.